Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels today. We continue to learn to pray. Jesus is teaching us how to pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then today's passage, give us today our daily bread. This is a personal request, isn't it? It's an appeal for a particular day's portion of food. And there are three words that kind of help me understand this petition. The first word is necessity. When Jesus instructs me to pray for bread, he is using a part of what we need, bread, to represent all I need, right? So here's a request for the necessities of the day. I don't know exactly what I'm going to need for today. This part of the prayer is asking God to give me all I need to do what he's calling me to do today, not tomorrow or next week, but today. Another word that helps me understand this part of the prayer, give us today our daily bread, is the word dependence. As I come to ask God for the necessities of my day, I'm reminded of my total dependence on him for everything, for food, for shelter, for relationships, for the air that I breathe. So praying for my daily bread reminds me that I'm dependent on God for everything, from the biggest to the smallest issues of my life. And as I think about this part of the prayer, give us today our daily bread, another word helps me understand this part of the petition. Continual. Children grow into independence from their parents, but that's not how it works with our Heavenly Father. The prayer of dependence never ends. Spiritual growth produces more dependence. Tomorrow, our return to request the necessities for another day. So let's let this portion of our prayer be patterned after a prayer by a guy in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 8 and 9. Listen to his prayer and let this be ours. Father, keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I would have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God. Let that be our prayer. Proverbs 30, 8 and 9. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Please know that whatever you're going through at the Journey Ministry, we'd love to pray for you. You can send your prayer request in to prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org, and we have people here who would love and be honored to pray with you and to pray for you. Send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org.